Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Adam Schwarzy is calling on Democrats to pass a continuing resolution to reopen the federal government. Schwarzy says he supports further negotiations about health insurance tax credits.
The Senate Majority Leader soon has also said that, hey, let's open the government and then we can have some of these good faith discussions about the way forward. And that's what I support. We need to open the government. We can't hold the American people hostage.
The Affordable Care Act premiums for millions of Americans expire at the end of the year under the Trump budget. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and Congresswoman Angie Craig are seeking the Democratic U.S. Senate nomination. Former Congresswoman and gun violence prevention advocate Gabby Giffords is attending a town hall meeting Saturday in Waconia. Giffords will be joined by elected officials, gun safety organizations, doctors, educators, and survivors. Giffords survived an assassination attempt and mass shooting in Arizona in 2011. She resigned from the U.S. House due to a severe brain injury. The Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association says there are concerns about President Trump's proposal to import beef from Argentina. Executive Director Caitlin Root says the federal government should not be trying to influence beef prices.
And they should instead let the free market work.
Root says Argentina has a deeply unbalanced trading relationship with the U.S.
Over the last 5 years, Argentina has sold over $800 million worth of beef to the United States. Meanwhile, in that same time frame, Argentina purchased under $8 million of beef from the U.S.
She says there are also risks to the U.S. cattle supply because Argentina has a history of foot and mouth disease. And the Minnesota Wild close out their road trip tonight at the New Jersey Devils. Authorities in far northern Minnesota say a Chaska man is the victim of a deadly boat accident on Lake of the Woods. Deputies were called to the report of a capsized boat Saturday afternoon. They say the body of 69-year-old Brian Herridge was later recovered from the lake. And the Minnesota Timberwolves open the regular season tonight at the Portland Trailblazers. The Wolves are coming off back-to-back Western Conference Finals. Coach Chris Finch says they're ready to tip it off.
You know, there's a lot of excitement. We started looking at some things Portland-specific this week, so I think that's got the guys focused in the right direction. And, you know, these guys have been through a lot of training camps now, so put the work in, but now we got to take it to another level when the season opens.
The Blazers went 36-46 last season. All-star guard Anthony Edwards is listed as questionable for tonight's game with back spasms. Minnesota plays at the Lakers Friday night, and the home opener is Sunday against the Pacers. This is MNN.